The old red and beige community hospital on Bennett Street sits mostly empty nowadays, except for storing medical equipment loaned out by Hospice of Wrangell. In mid-September, the Borough Assembly received a proposal. A Florida-based addiction recovery center is interested in acquiring and operating the former Wrangell Medical Center as a substance abuse treatment facility. Casey O'Dell used to live in Wrangell and work for Alaska Island Community Services, which was taken over by the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, in 2017. O'Dell is now working with Regard Recovery, a chain of substance abuse treatment centers that's looking to expand to Alaska. She told the Assembly on November 9th that she recently became aware through friends and acquaintances of the vacant hospital.
And really, it would be an ideal location for what Regard Recovery is proposing starting in Alaska. We're looking at, you know, building a detox residential PHP and IOP recovery hub.
Statewide demand for substance abuse treatment has risen throughout the pandemic. At the end of last year, KTOO Public Media reported that nearly 150 people were on waiting lists for residential treatment for drugs or alcohol use statewide.
This would bring, you know, new economy, new commerce, new jobs. And it would be really exciting for me anyway if Wrangell would be interested in becoming known as leaders in the substance recovery efforts for Alaskans. I'm sure most of you in the room would attest to the fact that as an industry, we're falling short of addressing the needs for substance abuse treatment and recovery in Alaska.
In the months since SEARCH moved operations from the old facility to the newly built hospital just over a mile away, Wrangell's Assembly has batted around a number of ideas for what to do with the old hospital. One was to tear it down, but that was projected to cost at least $1 million. The Assembly also discussed using it to replace the community's public safety building, which has its own issues. The public safety building houses Wrangell's police station, volunteer fire department, DMV, courthouse, and jail. That means any discussion about the old hospital building also ties into the ongoing effort to repair or replace the public safety building as well. A cost estimate from the Anchorage-based engineering firm AMC a year ago says renovating the public safety building would come at a price of around $15 million, and costs have increased since then. Assemblymember Jim DeBord was especially concerned at the November 9th meeting about funding for the public safety building repairs.
Before we spend hundreds of thousands or another $500,000 on what are we going to do, we need to figure out where's the money going to come from, what's our funding source.
But interim borough manager Jeff Good pointed out that waiting for clarity won't make the bill any smaller.
The longer we wait on the project, it's going to continue to get worse. Like, the building's going to get worse because there's significant exterior deficiencies with that building, and it's just going to continue to degrade over time.
Good says that ties into the deep need Wrangell has for a long-term capital improvement plan. 20 years out, the community would know when air circulation systems or electrical wiring might need to be replaced.
If we're maintaining it, the exterior structure of the building, so if you're maintaining the roof, you're maintaining the siding, you're replacing it whenever it's supposed to be replaced, and you're doing that, it's really indefinite on how long the building's going to last. Because if you're doing that, you're maintaining the structure, you're going to be good.
Capital Facilities Director Amber El-Haddad said although the Assembly has been approaching the project as a one-shot goal, it doesn't have to all happen at once.
There is a lot of that project that is making upgrades to the finishes, interior finishes, which could wait. What is critical to do with that building now is repair the structure that is failing in many significant ways, and then consider some of the safety systems that need to be replaced in there, and also the heating air system. Those are the critical pieces of that building to keep it operable.
Ultimately, Wrangell's Assembly asked the administration to investigate possible funding sources for the public safety building project, leaning towards a renovation of the current building, which is more affordable than a new build. It also asked the borough manager and economic development director to keep working with Regard Recovery to set up meetings about the old Wrangell Medical Center. Wrangell City staff reported Wednesday that O'Dell had visited Wrangell briefly to talk about next steps for a possible addiction recovery center in Wrangell at the former hospital, but that no other meeting with Regard Recovery has been scheduled. If a transfer were to happen, the process would include an assessment of the value of the old hospital. Wrangell Municipal Code says the borough cannot sell a property assessed at more than $1 million without first putting the question to voters. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.